Welcome to the Tzorba Merabanan Hilchot Shabbat program with Rabbi Shalom Rauzer. Tzorba is a revolutionary halacha sefer which guides you through over 300 topics in Jewish law in a unique signature style. In this weekly series specifically, Rabbi Shalom Rauzer learns through the Tzorba Hilchot Shabbat volumes, helping us all master the halachot of Shabbat in just 2 years. Tzorba volumes are available for purchase worldwide on Amazon. And to learn more about Tzorba, or for those in Eretz Yisrael looking to purchase volumes, please head over to tzorbaolami.com. For more information, see the description below. And now, Rabbi Shalom Rauzer.
Okay, let's get into the next topic, continuing Borer. We are in the Lax Family Edition, again, volumes of the Tzorba, and volume 19. We are starting volume 19, the Aaron Family volume. And the first shiur we're going to discuss is Borer. We're going to, we already started Borer. We're going to have another shiur or two on Borer, and then we will continue with other topics in the Malachas. This week's shiur is sponsored by Yonati's Custom Printing in memory of the three Shalavim Israeli Hesder Talmidim who were killed in an attack last week in Gaza, Yakir Levi, Shalom Menachem, Elio Moshe Zimbalis, Hashem Yikom Damam. Elio Elimo Zimbalis was a member of my shul. He made such an impact in our shul. He built everything with his hands in our shul. He was very good with his hands, besides being a tremendous mensch and a tremendous spreader of light. But all the Torah that we learn should be le'ili nishmasam, even though, as it said, they don't need any ili neshama. You know, somebody who's killed al-Kiddush Hashem is on the highest levels next to the Kisiyah Kavod. We should have an aliyas neshama being inspired by their lives and by the learning that we do. Okay, so we get back to Borer. If you remember, we discussed last time that Borer is a malacha that is very scary. It's mostly daraisas if one violates, but it's one of the few malachas that has elements of heter, that you could do almost everything you want in a mutter way, as long as you consider what is the situation. You recognize that this is a borer situation, so then one could say, okay, what do I have to do? How do I fulfill the three conditions what we mentioned last week of ochel, yad, and la'alter? Ochel, taking the good from the bad, yad, not using a separating instrument, and la'alter, for immediate consumption. As long as I do fulfill those three, I am okay. And we discussed last time what exactly is the, we went into details about what does it mean, ochel, good from the bad, what does it mean, yad, what about silverware, what about la'alter, how soon does it have to be before the meal, and we discussed all the details. Now we're going to get into other issues relating to borer. So if you look in, again, volume 19, page 23, we are starting with page 23, borer with non-food items. Does borer apply to non-food items? So the Gemara gives examples of food, but the Rishonim explains certain Gemaras that maybe it's not only by food. The Rashi says, look at source number one now, page 23, Rashi Daf Ayin Gimel, says that all 11, the first 11 malachas, what's called Sidur, the Pas, were in the creation of the Mishkan. So the creation of the Mishkan, the Binyan of Mishkan, that obviously doesn't have to do all with food. The Urios, the dyes, again, there's a... instead of quotes in the footnotes here, there's a Rav Haigon that quotes that maybe the malachas are learned out from the daily service in the Mishkan, but most assume that we all like Rashi, that it goes by the Binyan HaMishkan. So there Rashi and Shabbos, Tafai and Gimel, Kulu Kamaisa Havi B'samamonim Shal Tseva Tcheles V'argamon of Talashani. All the malachas have to do with making the curtains. And therefore you see from Rashi Beferis that it applies to non-food items also. And also Rashi on the next stop, Rashi Tafai and Dalet and Shabbos. The Gemara says there that if somebody makes a barrel, Amar Rava, Haiman Deboi Oved Chavita. If somebody makes a barrel on Shabbos, Chayev Mishum Sheva Chatos. One is Chayev seven Chatos, meaning if you didn't know these malachas were Aser, if you didn't know it was Shabbos, that's one Avera. But if you didn't know these malachas were Aser on Shabbos, then each one of those is a separate Avera, and you're Chayev seven Karbanos. What are the seven Karbanos? What are the seven Averas that are involved in creating a barrel? That's not clear in the Gemara. So various Rishonim have lists. Rashi has on his list Borer. So Borer by making a barrel. So clearly Borer applies even by non-food items. Rashi says, Borer Shevachatos, Tochein Eregavim, you're crushing the clods of earth. Vishokan Adek, you crush it up, Havitochein. That's grinding. Uborer Hatsroros Hagasos Mitochan, you separate the major pebbles from in this mixture. So that's Borer. So you see Borer applies to non-food items. Tosfos is not 100% clear. Tosfos says there, we learned this Tosfos last time, that if you have two food items, the one that you want is called ochel, the one that you don't want is called psoles. So does that mean that Tosfos is saying Boer only applies to food items? So you might have understood it that way, but the Taz says maybe not. The Taz is explicit. The Taz in Shin Yud Tes, we mentioned Shin Yud Tes is a simon in Shulchan Aruch HaMeah Borer. Shin Yud Ches is Bishol. Shin Yud Tes is Borer. So Shin Yud Tes says the Taz. Source number four, Shin Yud Tes Yud Beis. Kasvu HaTosfos. Hay Lefarev Shnei Mini Ochlim Garsinan. So again, Tosfos has the girsa of two foods. And two, for the one that you want is the good, and what you don't want is bad. V'nir l'chora, the Ritzonim Lomar, it appears that they're saying, Tosfos is saying, Dein Shayach Brera Ela Bebiti De Ochel. You might understand, Tosfos, that Bora only applies by food items. Avol B'shar Dvarim, Kigon Liver, Kli Mito Kelim. What about silverware? What about books? You might understand Tosfos as Ein Shayach was Isser Brera. Then there's no Isser of Borer there. V'chei Mashma Mikol Aniskar. All the examples of Borer in the Gemara are about food. But then he quotes the Rashi, the Gemara and the Rashi of Chavita, making a barrel, and the Taz ends off Yimkein Sarach Lomar that Tosfos is Lavdavka. Tosfos isn't saying only food; he's just explaining the Gemara. Ha Dekasvu says the Ha Dekasvu Tosfos towards the end of source number four. Mine Ochlin Garcina Lerabusa Diafilu Ochel Mitoch Ochel. It's not only. Only applies to food. But even food from food is also a possibility of Boer. Amrina da Hanishar, Hubsolas. And we assume that, the Mishnah Berurah says, as the Posek Achron, Kasvo Achronim, Dehua Din, Bechol Davar, Kshem Shnei Minim. Any two items that are in a mixture, Kigon Kalim Ubagadim, Shayach Brera Boer Shayach, Vialkain Sarak Liver Ze Hamin Sherot Selito Lachshav, you have to take the type that you want. Vashar yisha'aru al-makaman. And leave what you don't want for lo lehefech. So it applies to non-food items, we assume, like this Taz. The Aruch HaShulchan also assumes this way in general, but then says, so how do we live life? That's his lashon. Amazing. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, it should you test, sif ches. Ulefizeh. Right, he notes and he acknowledges everything that we just saw, the Rashi and the Taz, that applies to non-food items. So he says, so how do we function? Ulfiza Yeshlishol She'ela Gadola. Ask the Aruch HaShulchan. I have a big kasha. And the two answers to this question is going to form the basis of major differences in Psak. But says the Aruch HaShulchan, De'eich matzanu yadeinu baraglinu b'kama dvarim. How do we find ourselves? What do we do in regarding many issues? Kigon, shemunachim uravim kapos umazlegos v'sakidim. We have a bunch of silverware on the table. And let's say you want to put it back in your drawer, or you want to set the table at night for the next day. V'yonu tzrichim ka'es l'sakidim. And we need the knives. Uborim asakidim ibeneim. Oh, kapos umazlegos. You take one out. V'chein kishet tluyim harbi begadam alakosel. You have a bunch of clothing in a closet. And you take them. The rest are there. Are there borer situations there? Turning the page on page 26. There's a bunch of svarim. I was learning a lot Shabbos afternoon. I have 12 different svarim on the table. I want to put them back. So I don't need any of them now. Can I put them back? They're all mixed up on the table. Or ka'aros, gedolos. So is there brera? So do I have to always constantly think, is there brera here? Two answers the Aruch HaShulchan says. When you have these items of svarim and of clothing and of silverware, two days in the Aruch HaShulchan. Says the Aruch HaShulchan. Says the Aruch HaShulchan. Let's, Tshuvas Davar Zeh Mishnei Panim. Echa, number one. B'davar hanikar harbe le'ein haroeh lo shayach lomar bazeh brera. If something is clear and visible, I'm just plugging in my computer here to make sure that we don't lose power. Here we go. Says the Aruch HaShulchan. The first answer is, if something is nikar harbe, you see large pieces, you look at the books, every book, you see everything. Is that called a mixture? As we're going to learn, step one of Boer is it has to be a tarobus. We discussed last week. What if you have big ones and small ones, big cookies, small cookies, big forks, small forks? Says the Aruch HaShulchan. If every item that's in front of you is nikar har belein aroa lo shayach lomar bezebrera, there's no brera. She'ein zebrera el netila ba'alma. When I take a book, that's separating. or that's just taking. If you have jelly beans in a bowl and you take one out, there you're separating jelly beans. You're taking one out, but you're separating from the mixture. But is there a mixture on the table if there are svarim? Is that a mixture? So Aruch HaShulchan in Dan HaMoan says, maybe not. You have books and kelim, v'ein lomar. Therefore, says the Aruch HaShulchan, that's not borer. Because if you have big items, every item is looked at as a separate entity, and therefore there is no borer in that situation. So that is number one answer. There's no borer when it comes to big pieces. Number two, he gives a second answer, that maybe there is borer. There is borer, but you just have to use the conditions. Meaning if you want to use something right now, you could take a book, but you have to use it. There is borer, yes, and in a chinami. You have to do whatever conditions you need. If I want to pick up a sefer, so I pick up the one that I want. What if you want to put them all away? So vahasheni shari yizbar continues the Aruch HaShulchan. Now in source number 7, as we know, you can take the good from the bad while you're eating. As we said, that's not derech breira. If I'm consuming it, I'm taking what I want. That's just an extension of the achila. And memela to bechold varm shon tzrichin kaes lo boshav agadim. If I want to wear clothing now, so I can take what I want. That's good from the bad, and I'm not using a separating instrument. Second day in the Aruch HaShulchan is the Inachinami. Borer applies to big items, as long as they're mixed together. But you have the conditions. If you want to wear something now, so then you can wear it. You know, if let's say you want to put put some of the Sfarim back on the shelf, so that's a little trickier because you're taking it out to put it back on the shelf. That's borer. So in that situation, you'd have to stop for a second and maybe learn one pasuk from it. Pick one up, learn it to open it, learn a line, and then put it back on the shelf. The Shmir Shabbos also rules l'chumra. There are 2 days in the Aruch HaShulchan. The first day is that totally borer doesn't apply to big items, because maybe it's not even considered a mixture. The second day is that it does, so you need the conditions. The Shmir Shabbos says in Perek Gimel that, yeah, you have to be choshesh like the second day. Says the Shmir Shabbos in source number 8 here on page 27. If somebody wants to learn something, you have a bunch of svarim and you want to learn them. If every sefer on the outside is nikar, it's a separate, this is red and this is brown and this is a Mishnah Berurah, this is a Gemara, and I see them separately, so then the Shmir Shabbos says that's not borer. Because you see every item that's nikar. But if they're not nikar, they all look very similar. They're all Mishnah Berurahs. One says Gimel, one says Beis. They're all similar. You can't always tell them apart, so then it's a borer situation. And therefore, only pick one up if you're going to use it. V'im mishum ma hu munyan bo tzos ha-sefer harbi kodim liyunobo. What if you really want to take one out way before you're being ma'ayin in it? Yotzien of yayin bo ma'at. So be ma'ayin in a little bit. Make it into an ochel. V'yachar kach yanichenu k'ni la'ayin bo lachar zman. And then put it down so you can use it later. Avok sha-sefer nikar hetev izehu. But as we just said, if it's every one is a separate size and color, kigon sheshmo shel ha-sefer mofia bebiro. Gabi krichas ha-sefer, you see the name clearly. Then it's not a borer situation. So the Shmir Shabbos is machra like the second day of the Aruch HaShulchan. Rav Avadya in Yavia Omer is meka like the first day of the Aruch HaShulchan. He says, Yish lohakel benido nidon lahatir liver sakinim kapos maslegos silverware. Let's say you clean your silverware and you want to put it back in the place where they go, in the drawer, in the box where you keep the Shabbos silverware. You want to put it away. So you let it do that, so that's no need right now. So the Rav Avadya is meikel, and says, yes, me'ikar adin, you can. The Tzitz Eliezer also talks about, if you're looking for a sefer of Navi, he says, the Taz says that it applies to non-food items and big items, and maybe we should try to be machmir for that, but there is definitely what to rely on if it's difficult in a certain situation, you want to put the stuff back, and one can rely on that. The Shmir Shabbos does say, even l'chumra, if one holds that it is a borer situation, the Shmir Shabbos says, in source number 11, Shmir Shabbos at source number 11, Sakim Me'urav. Let's say you have silverware that was all washed and you want to put it away. So what are your options? So if you hold that, oh, each one is nikar, it's not really mixed in, okay, yesh bi'amar lispoch that day of the Aruch HaShulchan. But let's say l'chachilo, we're supposed to be machmir, like the second day that it is a borer situation. So what are your options? So one option is, the Shmir Shabbos says, just pick one up at a time. Pick the top one up. Sakum urav asur lo maino kedi l'sader kol sug b'tam yuchado. You can't sort it. Sorting it is also borer. V'gam acharei shtifasim b'mayim b'kara. After you wash them, asur lo hotzi kol sug b'nifrad. I'm going to take out all the forks? No. What could I do? Avomutu l'kai, you just reach down whatever you pick up. You're not focusing on picking one specific one up. Just reach down even without looking. Mutu lakachas bitoch haremas asakum hamurim and abali yado. Kli achar kli lo seder. Without any specific order, just picking one up. That would be okay. That's not sorting, that you're focusing and where are all the forks and all the knives. Just pick one up at a time. You got a fork, you got a knife. That would be a mutter. What happens if I just want to get to something that's underneath? Sometimes you have a pile of coats. One goes to a Shalom Zachar on a Friday night in a very cold place, and your coat is like somewhere underneath. So you have to take off all of the ones on top. Is that borer? So the poskim say, no, that's not borer, right? That's just removing what's on top to get to what's underneath. That's not borer. The Shmir Shnei Brura says, V'yavshar shim tluyim kama begadim ala kosel. Right, or you're in a closet. You have to move stuff out to find the shirt that you want. Since you have to move all of the begadim, that is not borer in that case, because you're just removing what's on top. Maybe we'll get to later, taking off skin of a chicken to get to the chicken that's underneath. Whenever you need to remove something, taking off a peel of an orange, peeling an orange. If you have to remove, that's not called bad from the good, right? You're just removing on top to get to what's underneath. If one is, let's say, one's a gabbai, and there are index cards with everybody's name on it, and you have to search, you have to take some out to get to the one that you want, also, that's not borer. That's not, you're not separating out what you don't want. You're just moving it so you can find what you do want. The Shmir Shabbos says that. If one has, like, a box with the cards in it, a Rolodex. There is no iser of breira in that case. Again, the Pnini Halacha summarizes and says one has to be careful, especially when, let's say, one's putting away, when children played a game and you want to separate the pieces again. So that's a little tricky, because you're going to separate, you're going to take out the red ones and the purple ones and the yellow ones. So we'll learn maybe in a few minutes another way, option to be able to do that, because Melech HaTchila, one to definitely assume that this is a borer situation. You're allowed to take out what you want if you want to play the game. You're taking out what you want to play the game now, and you get separated out because that's what you need for now. But putting it away is a little trickier. Okay, a topic related to this in Borer, which is the basis of what we just spoke about, is the definition of a ta'aroves. That whole heter of the Aruch HaShulchan that we mentioned earlier was assuming that maybe if it's so big, it's not a mixture, it's not a ta'aroves. The ABCs of Borer is that Borer is only if there's a mixture. If you have an apple and an orange next to each other, there's a Borer there. That's for sure not a mixture. The Shor Sadasha notes this already. It's only where there is a mixture. They have to be so it's very tricky. You know what? Some things, like I said, but the apple and the orange, that's for sure not a mixture. If you have a bunch of jelly beans, that is a mixture. But sometimes it's not so clear. Sometimes it's not so clear whether it is a mixture or not. The Ramah quotes in Shin Yutes. We saw this from, I think, last time also in Siv Gimel. Source number 16. Shnei mine dagim mikri shnei mine ochlim. Vasa liver achan mechaver elabiyado. Two types of fish. Afal pisha chatichos gedolos v'kol echaz nikeres b'fnei atzma. If you have pieces of fish piled on top of each other, and some of them even are big pieces, it's still a mixture, the Ramah says. And you have to take the good from the bad. So how do you determine? And the Piskei Tshuvos notes it's very challenging. Piskei Tshuvos, source number 17. Ube'emes. See where I am, page 32. Ube'emes ki mehakshayim hachi nechbadim medine borer. It's very difficult in the world of borer to know who ageder hamiduyak lematzav shel tarovas, to know exactly how does one define a mixture. There's no specific rules amongst the poskim. Ube'etzem, a lot of it is subjective. Ein adover nikva ela b'ri'iyas ha'ayin ube'das b'nei adam. What's looked at as a mixture? Two fruit are not a mixture, right? Three books are probably not a mixture. If you have 12 books, that's a mixture. How easy is it to separate? How clearly are all the parts of the mixture? These are all part of, how do you define it? It has to do with how many individual pieces there are. And how big is the taroves? How different they are. And he said, I'll give you an example. So we know, apple and orange, that's not a tarovis. Two apples, two oranges. But if there are many apples, many oranges, many pears, that's a tarovis. So it's hard to know. And he continues. If there's any slight effort that is required in searching out and getting the one that you want, so lachara, that's a tarovis. That's borer. And again, one has to know. So let's say, says the Aruch HaShabbos, if you have, in the refrigerator, you have a bunch of different pots and containers, that's not a tarovis, right? You're taking it out, the good from the bad, there's no tarovis there. The pots are all next to each other, and you see each one clearly. But what about the drawer with all the pots and the bowls, and you want to serve something on Shabbos and take one out, so you have to pick some up to see the size that you want, maybe that is a tarovis. Maybe that is. So again, what are the rules? We have to use our head. What is considered a mixture and what's not considered a mixture? That's what the Aruch HaShabbos says. Mikarer. Asher al-gabed ba'adafa munach ha-kderos. You have a refrigerator. On the shelves are all the pots. Vishar kelim zeh liyad zeh. Nira de'inam nechshavim kimuravim. That's not considered a mixture. Vein isser ba'afardasim. There's no isser in separating them. You also have it by challah, right? If you have different doughs in the fridge is not a kli letzaref, the challah. But in the refrigerator, if you have a bunch of cheeses, one on top of another, a bunch of cream cheeses, whatever it is, then it could be. It could be. So what do you do? What do you do? So we said before, let's say you have a bunch of silverware piled to each other, or you have a bunch of books. So one way to do it is take one at a time, the top one, without focusing. But there's another option that often helps. And that is, again, borer means there's a mixture. So either I could use the three conditions of borer, or I can unmix the mixture. This is based on the Gemara already. I could remove the borer situation, and then memela, I'm home free. The Gemara in Shabbos, daf ayin dalet. That's the daf in Shas about borer on Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos, ayin dalet says, source 19, Kiyasa Rav Dimi Yama, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he said, Shabsa de Rav Bibi hu ave, it was the week that Rav Bibi was giving drushes, Viklu Rabbi Ami Rav Asi, Rami Ravi visited, Shada Kamau Kakal de Peri, and they threw in front of Rav Amir and Rasi, they threw a bunch of fruit, and the fruit scattered in front of them when they served it. V'lo yadana, Rav Dimi said, I wasn't sure why they did that. Is it because they felt even good from the bad is a problem? So if I give them a pile of fruit they cannot take, even good from the bad, or, and therefore how do you solve the problem? You solved it by unmixing the mixture. They throw them, the fruit separate by themselves. Or he's saying, here, take all of it, ayin yafe. They're just being very generous, but not because of Hilchos Borer. So I wasn't sure, Rav Dimi says, why they did that. But assuming that they did it for Hilchos Borer reasons, so what they do? They unmixed the mixture. If you unmix the mixture, there's no Borer situation. Right, it says Rashi on that Gemara. V'lo ratza liver ha'ocha mitoch ha'alin. If you hold that even ocha mitoch psoas is a problem, they couldn't separate the ocha from the leaves. V'lo seslof nekol echad ve'echad elasha shotchan. Instead, they threw them. V'im notzlim v'ochlim u'b'shetach. Zen nifrash ha'ochel me'ilav. It separates by itself, and therefore that would be what is allowed, and that is halacha l'maisa, what's used by Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe in a tshuva in Arachayim, Dalad Ayin Dalad, right, that's the tshuva written by Rabbi Eider. He says, if you have a bunch of silverware, let's say that's dried off, you want to put it back into where you keep it. You don't need it for the next meal. So you can't take one out at a time, assuming, right, l'chumra against that other day of the Aruch HaShulchan. Take a bunch of silverware, throw it on the table, it scatters by itself. You have now unmixed the mixture. And then each one is separate, and you can pick one up and put it back where you want to put it. Good. Another related discussion is what happens if you have an item in soup. You have a bug that fell into your wine. You have a vegetable. You have soup, and you don't want the onion, and you want your kids. Oh, I didn't want this. They take it out. Is that a mixture? And how do you get a bug out? So the Maharitatz, source 22, Maharitatz says there's no borer by liquids. There's straining by liquids, right? The Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch talks about straining by liquids, but there's no borer by liquids. Says the Maharitatz, source 22, Hatam shenir l'anias daiti, lahatir b'tzira, dafka. If you have a hornet that fell into a liquid, you taking it out is not straining. And there's no borer by liquids. There's only mishamer, straining, and this isn't straining. And therefore, they think this is not derech brera. There's not derech to take it out. The chendas yamim, which is a compilation of customs and laws, right, 18th century. So he quotes this idea as well from the Maharitza alone in the Maharitatz, that there is no borer in that case. It's a little tricky to assume that Lakula, right? The Taz assumes, and most Achronim assume that there is an issue of Borer. So what do you do? In that case? The Taz says, as many are familiar with, you take out a little of the bad with the good. You take out a little bit. If a bug fell into my soup, if a hair fell into the wine, I take a little bit of it out. The Taz says, source 24. Ayin mashak asavnu b'sivin tofku vav, zaharayvid yish iser, kishenoflim zvuvim lakos, shelo yotziya zvuvim levadam in akos. Don't take the flies out by themselves. Davli kabor psolas. That's taking out the bad. Right? If you just take out the bug. Take out a little liquid. And the Mishnah Berurah also quotes this L'chomer against that Maharitatz. We assume this is a situation of Borer. They have to take out some good with the bad, some bad with the good. I'm sorry, so good with the bad. So how does that help? Right? You're still being Borer, aren't you? So the Chazon Ish explains, they quote it in the footnotes. Chazon Ish explains, when you have a fly that fell into your soup, is that fly mixed in the whole soup? It's a tarovis with the whole soup? Really not. It's only a tarovis with the part of the soup that's touching the bug, that's touching the item that you don't like. So when you scoop out the whole thing and the soup around the bug, you've just removed the entire mixture. That's why it's mutter. Not because you took out some bad with the good. Lundus-wise, you took out the entire mixture, and now you're dumping the mixture, right? The bug wasn't mixed in with all the other part of the soup that it wasn't touching, and therefore, that's why it's mutter. Rav Avadi in source 25 says, maybe we can be mako-maker adin, like that Maharitatz, but he says, l'chadchila, maybe not to, but those who are mako, yesham alismoch. That's where Rav Avadi says, v'tol l'hachmer kesvar shenia, one should try to be machmer like the second svara, that assume it is borer, and do your best to take out some bear with the good, but yishmiyam alismoch, those who just take out the bug. The Shvisas HaShabbos also says this, but he discusses, what if it's not a fly? What if it's a carrot? What if you have a big carrot in your soup? Is that a mixture? So there is svara to say that that's not a mixture. It's nikar bitocha mashke. But this is a carrot and this is soup. If you have a little fly, it's not as nikar. Maybe that's more of an issue. But the Shvisas HaShabbos says, 20th century. Imnaflu zvuvim lakos. If flies fell into the cup, lo yotzi zvuvim levadan. Don't take out just the fly. Sharizek kabor psolas meocha. Let's take it out bad from the good. Sha'asur afilu kdei lecha meyad. Remember, bad from the good. You need all three conditions. All three. So even though you're doing it with a spoon, that's not a separating instrument. But you're not doing it, you don't want it. So you got to take out some liquid. V'dafka zvuvim v'chayotze bazeh. Shepa'amim she'im mishtak'im u'mizbalbalim b'mashke. Because those little things, they're mixed in. They sink, they're connected. Aval dvarim gedolim hanikarim. But big pieces, kagon, basra munach berotev. Ah, what about shalant? So shalant is all mixed in. I only want this. I'm going to take out the beans. So that's a mixture. What if you have a large piece of kishka? Very large. It's nikar. So maybe there's no borer according to this. Just by that. If I want to take out, I put the kishka in because I wanted it to give it flavor, but I don't want to serve the kishka. So I'm going to take the kishka out. So maybe it is what to say, you could just take the kishka out and put it on the side. It's maybe it's best to take out some of the chalon with the kishka. But that's what he says. There is what to say. Gon basar amunach barotev yirakos kfusha batzir lo matzid shebidasam mashkem iser breira. And therefore, let's say taking out, I don't know, pickles, he quotes, from the container where it's being kept in, that wouldn't pickle cucumber pickles. That's not a tarovis with the liquid that's in it, the pickling liquid. Malafavonim chamutzim, yeah, pickles. Hanasunim bekufsa shmirim. I'm reading source 27. Eina begada tarovis. That is not a tarovis. Where else might this come up? One other point, and that is, what about tea bags? I think we discussed last time in the Borer, there are those that are machmir that a tea bag is a kli Borer. And therefore, right, when I take it out, the liquid that's in the tea bag will flow out. That is a perfect strainer. And therefore, there's a problem. And there's a problem to use that on Shabbos. So two svaras lahakel. One we mentioned last week from Rav Shlomo Zalman. If there's any time a kli borer that is always used right before consumption, it's not like you're going to put it away in the factory. It's a kli borer that is always used right before you're going to consume it. So maybe that's not a kli borer. So a tea bag you always use right before you're going to drink the tea. That was Rav Shlomo Zalman's heter. That's not a kli borer. Another heter is in front of you in the Archa Shabbos, in page 38, source 28. And that is usur l'nayir, right? It's you're not allowed to shake out. If you hold it up and you want to drip out, okay, then you're dafka separating. That's your kavana. But let's say you're not doing that, right? The tea bag, right? That's like the carrot. You see exactly. It's not mixed into the liquid. You see it clearly. So you take it out quickly and you put it down. If you're going to wait to let the water drip out of the tea bag, okay. But if you're just going to take it out, Archa Shabbos assumes one doesn't have to be machmir in that regard. You can't hold it and let it drip out. That's borer. Vim eino mashes lasakit. But if you're not holding it, you just take it out, areza mutter, even though some drops are going to drop as you take it out, that's okay. We mentioned last time also that it could be that psikresha, that principle, does not apply to the malacha borer. Borer, part of the definition of the malacha is the kavana livrar. And if you don't have kavana livrar, even if brera takes place, memela, so that's not a kli borer. Maybe, I'm not sure, we'll talk about it next time, but I'll mention it now. Some say, what about using the drain in your sink? I'm going to pour leftover stuff, leftover soup or whatever it is, into my drain, into my sink. The liquid is going to go down and the other stuff is going to get caught in the drain. Is that borer? Is that borer? So some say, there are some achronim that say, everybody's agree that's mutter. Why is it mutter? So some say, because borer is only when you have the two items left after you did the maisa brera. You have the ochal and the psolas. Here, only one thing is left. You don't have the other side, so maybe that's not called borer. That's one svara. The other svara is that's not your kavana. Your kavana is just to clean your plate and dump off. So then there's no psik ratio when it comes to borer. So it could be that's another option. Again, the minhag always be mako by tea bags, according to most, by putting things down the drain. Hashem. Okay, next time we have to talk about still one more shiur related to borer. We're going to talk about peeling, taking off parts of food. We're going to talk about taking out bones from fish, using a peeler. A big topic is that borer, washing fruit. A lot. Borer is big. Borer is big, Hashem. We'll continue with it next time.